from KQED. Four huge pots are steaming on top of a stove, and it smells like chilies, onions, and garlic. This is the bustling kitchen of the St. Francis Center in downtown Los Angeles, near Skid Row. This place has been supporting homeless and low-income folks for decades. But as KQED's Tina Rubio tells us, now the people who receive those services are giving back by making tamales for the holidays.
Lucila Velasquez grabs a softened corn husk and spreads masa, or corn dough, onto the smooth side of it.
Annie, vas a ayudar? I told you to take the paper.
She and a handful of other women and men stuff the masa with cheese, shredded pork, and chili verde, which fill big steel bowls. For the past 45 years, the St. Francis Center has been providing hot meals to people living on or near LA's Skid Row. 100,000 meals every year to homeless people, whose only meal often comes from this place. But it also has a food pantry to help people living in extreme poverty, on the edge of homelessness, people like Lucila Velasquez. Lucila has been coming here for about 20 years. Her kids come here for after-school programs and summer camps. And even though she spends most of her days working at a clothing factory, she says it's important for her to give back to a place that's given her so much. A few years ago, some of the women who rely on the food bank came up with a fundraising idea to help the center. A tamale-making contest they called Top Tamale. Every year, the winners make tamales, cheese, pork, sweet, and chicken that are then sold to people in the community.
Yes, ganamos!
This year, Lucila's cheese recipe won the competition, which is why she's here, cranking out what will soon be 4,500 tamales.
Ahorita estamos preparando los tamales. Nos tocaron tamales de queso.
It's a traditional Mexican recipe she's since passed down to her five kids.
Seguro que sí le estamos enseñando a mis hijos, hasta el hombre también ya sabe hacerlos.
She says she's proud. Even her son Eric knows how to make tamales.
I am wrapping the tamales in this sheet so the cheese can escape, but I wouldn't want to make them alone. If I have my sisters and my mom with me, yeah.
That's because tamales are hard work. They take many hands. Hands to mix the masa, hands to shred the pork, hands to chop the chiles.
My hand is on fire because I was cutting chili last night and I didn't put gloves on, so I have to dunk them in water like every 5 minutes.
To get to 4,500 tamales, it takes weeks. So every Sunday for the past 2 months, Lucila and her kids come to cook. The center's development manager, Marianne Kulikoff, says all the proceeds from the sale of tamales will benefit the food pantry, adding that this couldn't happen without the help from people like Lucila.
Lucila has been a guest of our services for several years now, and she would just come in, and there's always those guests who want to give back. And that's what I think makes San Francisco Center so unique and so wonderful.
As the last of the tamales are packed in plastic boxes, folks from all over LA County will drop by this weekend to pick up their tamales in time for Christmas, sharing in a tradition that's been carried across borders and passed down through generations. For the California Report, I'm Tina Rubio in Los Angeles.